Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. We're joined right now by Johanna Brower and Jora Vanderhart, senior captains on the Pella Christian volleyball team. Ladies, as we get ready to talk to you, season already underway. You've got some varsity matches under the belt, but a lot of things to look forward to, so I'm excited to talk to you. Joe, let's go ahead and get started with you first. As I mentioned, you've already had some competition. You've been playing big schools so far, and from talking to your coach, it sounds like something that you've enjoyed and looked forward to.
Yeah, it was really fun. At the Ames tournament, we played Urbandale, and they're ranked, I think, 5th in 5A, and we hung with them really well for the first game, and that was just really enjoyable to play some really good competition, and it really pushed our passing as well, so that was really fun.
Jora, when you take on a larger school like that, at the same time that they challenge you, are there things that you learn from seeing a large school program in action that might be different than here at Pella Christian?
Oh, yeah. They have some great hitters and just something that we don't really get to experience that much because we're kind of a smaller school, you know, and they've got a lot to choose from. And they just swing really hard, and it's really good for us to get that experience. And they just run some stuff at us that we're just not used to, and it's really good.
Johanna, as we got the season up and going, I'm sure that was one of those things where there was a lot of anticipation coming in. You had the workouts over the summer, your camps. What were you excited about when this fall got started?
Mostly I was just excited to see the different talent levels. We had graduated a lot of seniors, so we really had no idea what to expect. But as the girls started coming in the first few days of practice, it started to get really exciting to see the individual talent. And now as we start to put it together as a team effort, it's really great.
Jora, one of the things that you mentioned to me before this interview started, kind of along that same line, was just the dynamic of this year's team, how it was different than last year's. Explain that a little bit and how it feels different to you as a captain.
Well, like I said, there are a lot of seniors. There were 7 seniors last year, and they're all really fun, but they just had their thing, and now it's like we've got 3 different grades with us, and it's just so fun because they're all just such fun girls, and we just get along really well, and we just have a blast every time we play. We sometimes probably should take it more seriously than what we do, but it's just a great time.
Johanna, as a captain, what's your style of leadership? What are the things that you try to do to help push this team to get better?
More than anything, I just try and lead by example and be there for the encouraging word or the little piece of advice. Or as you see a girl getting kind of frustrated, just like, hey, it's okay, you're good, you got it. And just kind of push them a little bit and be like, I think we can do better, I think we can do better. Say we're working on a drill and coach wants 8, well maybe we try and get 9 instead. Just push, give that little extra push in all the things that we do.
And Jora, talk about this senior class just in general. I know you were just 2 of the senior members on this squad, but with the most experienced members, I would assume, the things that you're trying to do this season to kind of leave your mark on Pella Christian volleyball.
Well, we really just want to just try to make ourselves just like, we don't really want to replace what last year. We want to be something different. We've just got like different players in different positions than last year. And personally, I just think that we should just play our best every time.
Again, if you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports Page on KNIA KRLS, we're talking with the senior captains from the Pella Christian volleyball team, Jora Vanderhart and Johanna Brower. Johanna, coming back to you, Jora was talking about things being different this season than last season. One of the things that's different is you have different warm-ups. Talk about this.
We decided after our kind of simple black warm-ups last year, we went with some bright pink fuchsia warm-ups. It kind of came, we were sitting a whole bunch of seniors, and we were like, what color? And somebody was like, pink, and we were like, okay. And then when we got the shirts, they were way brighter than we thought they were going to be. But it's kind of fun, and when we run into the gym, people are going to notice, that's for sure.
Well, I think what we should tie in with the warm-ups then, Jora, is your theme for this year. I know you had a theme last season. Talk about the theme this season and what it means to you as a team.
Well, our theme this year is Strong and Courageous, and it's based off of Joshua. A few of the girls on the team got a devotional that we read out of before some games, and that's really great. And we just want to be strong in our faith and just courageous in how we act and how we profess our faith to others.
Going back to just kind of what's going to be happening on the court this season, Joe, what are some of the things that you're looking forward to as you've got most of the 2012 schedule in front of you?
I guess some of the things we're looking forward to is some of the in-town competition with Pella. They have some good players over there too, and we're looking forward to playing them, and then any conference games. The conference is kind of up for grabs, it seems, this year, so could be some good competition, and we're all going to fight hard, so that'll be fun.
And of course, all the hard work during the regular season is to be successful in the postseason. Jora, where do you think this team can go come playoff time? Do you have ideas in mind for goals on that yet?
Well, obviously the goal is definitely to get to state and to get as far as we can in that. I think that's almost every team's goal, but I think if we just keep working, because we just really need to work at it and we just need to keep our heads up, and I think we can go far if we're all working together.
I wanted to learn a little bit about the roles that you have on the team as well, speaking of specifically where you're at on the floor. So, Johanna, I'll come back to you. Where do you see yourself playing on the floor this season, and what are your strengths in those areas?
I'm mostly a defensive player, and then I'll do some step in to do some setting if needed. I just love being able to dig the hard hits when they're coming down straight at you and being able to pop that up, and that's really a fun feeling.
Jora, for you, the same question. I know from talking with your coach beforehand, there's a lot of things that are in flux, and you might be doing some different things this season, but what do you expect to be doing?
Well, as of right now, I'm an outside hitter, and I also play defense, so that's all the way around. But some things that I just think my serve receive is decent, and I usually try to get almost all my serves in, so that's what I try to do my best.
In terms of the traits of this season's squad, Joe, what do you think that are some of the strengths of the team as a whole for this year?
We just have a lot of caring personalities, and we have a lot of camaraderie, and everybody is always doing everything for the good of the team and not for themselves. And you really feel that you make a mistake, people aren't going to be mad, and it's just a really neat environment. It's a very strong environment, very courageous environment, and it's so fun to come to practice every day and just hang out with some really beautiful women.
You did a nice job intertwining the theme and with that answer.
Oh, good.
Jora, I wanted to ask you, as you've grown up within this program, who some of your influences were, maybe when you were really young or up to through the high school ages, if you had some teammates that you kind of looked up to that kind of helped set an example for you that you hope to carry forward?
Well, recently I've always admired Jenna Horstman because she's just really good. That's pretty much all there is to it. But when I was younger, I always just remember watching Becca Postma, how she was such a good setter, and like Courtney Cruzy would just slam the ball down. And when you're a freshman, that is like sick, and it is so cool to watch that. So those were probably some people we thought were really good.
Joe, same question for you. Who were some of your early role models?
Well, being a setter, mine was Becca Postma, of course, watching her play. And then most recently, Sarah Faber. Getting to know her on the court and off the court, she became a very good role model. And then watching girls for some other schools, too, when I was little. My dad would take me to volleyball games here and there, and it was just really fun.
I wanted to also kind of get to know you a little bit off the volleyball court. What are the things that you enjoy when you're not playing volleyball? And, Jora, I'll come back to you on this.
Well, I also like some other sports. I play basketball and tennis, and I like being outside a lot, and I like to read, and I love hanging out with my friends, too. That's a big part of my life.
Same question for you.
I also play soccer, and so I enjoy that in the off season of volleyball. And then I also like to read and hang out with my friends, and I kind of like to do homework, not going to lie.
That's a good thing. Well, then let's go ahead and build on that. We talked a little bit before this interview about your future academically. It sounds like you've already kind of got some things in mind that you want to go ahead and do with yourself.
Yeah, I'd like to go into secondary education and possibly also theology.
With that in mind, I asked you the role model question for volleyball. Most people that want to be teachers had a good teacher that was a role model for them. Who got you motivated that you decided I would like to teach?
Well, to start out with, it was probably my kindergarten teacher, Miss Rosie. She's a phenomenal kindergarten teacher. And if after having her, you don't want to be a teacher, I don't know what would make you want to be a teacher. And then my eighth grade year, I had Mrs. Herder. And I was a yearbook editor, and we got really close, and we had talked a lot about teaching. And that was when I really decided that I wanted to be a teacher.
Jora, kind of staying with the subject of academics, what are some of the subjects in school that you enjoy? What classes do you like here at Paula Christian?
Well, I've got Christian Ethics, which is my first period class, and that's going to be really interesting. My teacher, Ms. Van Wyk, likes to be devil's advocate sometimes, and so that'll just be really good to get your beliefs straight. That'll be really fun. I actually kind of like accounting. That's kind of interesting. Personal finance is fun because we're doing like stock market stuff, and so just a bunch of random classes.
And Jora, just to stay here with you, and I'll ask each of you this question, but I mentioned obviously you as senior captains, this is your final year of high school. So how does that feel to get to this point? Again, you've got a lot in front of you, but you are at the beginning of the final year.
Well, it's really kind of depressing if you think about it in a certain way, because it's like after high school, everything's just going to be so different. I've just had so much fun. But I'm also looking forward to like what's going to happen, and it's like more freedom, and it's just kind of you're on your own. But I've had such a blast, and so it'll be kind of sad.
Johanna, for you, what are you excited about?
Like people say, your high school years fly by. And it's kind of nice to see the new freedoms coming and just the leadership roles and kind of all areas of school on the court and in places like chapel and in the classroom, and cheering at football games is really fun. So I'm just looking forward to the rest of the year and then looking for some colleges and stuff.
All right, we'll go ahead and take things back to volleyball and we'll close things out. You're actually kind of in the middle of a little break right now. You won't play again until next week when you'll see Marshalltown. What do you think needs to happen this week in practice as this team continues to get better, Jorah?
Well, I just think we really need to get our offense set because our defense has been pretty good lately, but we just got to get some swings down and just a little more consistency.
And kind of a similar question for you, but a little bit different, Joe, is as you continue to prepare for those next steps, what are the things that you're trying to work on and be better at?
Personally, just learning defense from different areas of the court and learning how to read some hits better and get where I should be for, like, off blocks and all that stuff.
All right. Well, again, thanks for the time. It was fun to talk to you. Good luck this season. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'll look forward to seeing more of you down the road. So thanks.
Thank you.
Once again, Johanna Brower and Jorah Vanderhart, captains for the Pella Christian volleyball team. You're listening to the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS.